Gear up for calamity and crossfire, because this week's Discovery journeys through the desert to find a missing girl from years gone by. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In this social media-driven world, our news comes and goes in a flood of headlines and trending topics and viral videos. But in Derek B. Miller's captivating novel, The Girl in Green, one shocking video begins a difficult journey into the depths of Middle Eastern conflict. The story goes on a mysterious mission with two men who are haunted by their past. Following Operation Desert Storm, American soldier Arwood Hobbs and British journalist Thomas Benton find themselves caught up in a deadly attack. Both try to save a young girl, only to see her killed in front of them. 22 years later, when footage of another attack involving another girl, one who looks shockingly similar to the first, goes viral, the two return to save one girl who reminds them of one they couldn't save decades earlier. Now, The Girl in Green goes deeper than the same old viral videos, exploring the politics, the shaky alliances, and the horrifying realities of not just wartime, but so-called peaceful times, too. It's an eye-opening read that shows how things aren't as they seem, and they never really change. The novel starts out as a fascinating and often devastating depiction of the complexities of war and peace. Both Thomas and Arwood were deeply scarred by the events after Desert Storm. Both have distanced themselves in their own way, only to find themselves back 2 decades later, joined by the same cast of characters. The characters here aren't fully developed, yet they have plenty of issues and quirks, and they offer an overview of the kinds of people who have come together in the Middle East. And when the men set out on their mission, they end up in a harrowing situation that requires a complicated web of alliances to get them back out again. But is it worth returning to the desert with these haunted heroes? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Part historical fiction, part war thriller, The Girl in Green is haunting and tragic, yet entirely readable too. And the action and suspense will keep you turning pages. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Girl in Green by Derek B. Miller is 336 challenging and complex pages long and is available from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.